much about.
What up, Council? My name is Chad Kroger. First, I just want to say I'm truly honored to be here, to be in a city where you can have a surf session and then go to a city council meeting within the span of an hour. I think that just shows that the American dream is still very much alive. So thank you.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Believe in this project because it's kind of a captive audience. It's also a sexy audience.
All they could say is, hey, you took a nap, and that was bad.
I didn't mean to offend anyone by taking that nap.
Michael Jordan took naps, Abraham Lincoln took naps, and I'm in trouble for napping.
Are you excited for your party?
Not one bit.
And now, if I had to have you decapitated and buried in a f***ing desert, you sweaty four-eyed ape, they won't even mark your grave with an axe. And now I'll notice you're gone.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday morning, the 7th of November. What's up?
What's up, you guys?
Sup.
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 I was, I wanted to spend a little time on a remark that your wife made yesterday when she was on the show.
No, no.
Is it true? Is it even possible that you eat a pint of ice cream every day?
I mean, that's pretty much an exaggeration.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, a pint isn't that much.
It is every day.
Yeah, that is.
That's a lot every day. I mean, you wouldn't eat a pint. You wouldn't. I can't think of a scenario where you would eat a whole pint at one sitting. That's way more than a standard
dessert serving.
Just a
tiny little
serving.
Bit. So what happens is you take a spoonful of ice cream and then you go, you know what? There's less than half left. So
how big is your spoon?
Pretty big.
Okay.
It's a giant spoon.
All right.
It's a cartoon spoon.
Is it a tradition to have it as a dessert every night after dinner, or is it a midday snack, or how do you consume your ice cream?
It's every day after dinner, mostly.
Every day after dinner. So yeah. You have a meal, uh-huh. And you probably eat till you're full, and then you go, well, got time for dessert now.
See, I feel like you're trying to make this bad.
No, I'm just trying to understand it. I'm trying to imagine a life like that.
Right.
I mean, I might as well be talking to a guy who lives on the moon, as foreign as this concept is to me. I'm trying to.
You don't eat ice cream?
Look, I love ice cream. Ice cream's great. It's not something I almost ever have in the house. It's just kind of a special occasion, a treat, you know, after a birthday dinner or fancy meal or something like that. Maybe you'll have a little ice cream, but I can't imagine, you know, buying it every day.
I mean, I buy it every day. That does happen.
Allie, your thoughts?
Well, I'm not one to speak on ice cream.
True.
I would eat it every day if I could actually digest it.
If you could survive it, right?
Here's the thing. If I could eat a pint of ice cream every day and have Kevin's figure.
Mm-hmm. His girlish figure, right?
Yes, I would do it.
I have a nice rack.
Who's got a better right? Absolutely. His butt, very plump. I don't even know what that means. No, it's not like he's eating it and just laying there slovenly. What?
I don't know, but I like it.
Yeah, I would if I could.
Okay.
I'm jealous, and I think a little part of you is too, Bean.
I'm not, because it doesn't sound good. It would, to me, it would take the specialness out of it.
Okay.
Ice cream is a special occasion.
Sure.
So if you have something that's special and you have it each day, that makes it not special? Doesn't that just make it more special every day?
It would become a special part of your day.
Right. Mean, I guess it could, but that's just not, you know.
What about your chocolate milk in the
ice
morning?
Well, that's a staple.
Well, so is ice cream.
That's a staple. I mean, I guess that's what we're learning here, is that's a staple for you.
Right.
Now, is it just ice cream, or do you embellish with chocolate syrup or with nuts or with cherries or with whipped cream
for
or anything?
For the
any
most part,
like
it's just ice cream.
Okay.
But occasionally it'll be, you know, vanilla on top of a chocolate chip cookie.
Just one. Oh, a cookie. Okay.
Sorry, not just one chocolate chip.
You should really go all out and maybe drizzle a few on there.
And then you heat the chocolate chip cookie up in the microwave, and then you put on the ice
cream.
You're
not an animal. Of course you do.
It does sound good. Have you been to any of the Southern California Salt and Straw locations? And if so, what do you think of them?
I have not.
They're all over. There's one in Studio City. There's one in Larchmont. There's a bunch of locations. And they have the fancy gourmet ice cream. In fact, yeah, they have some flavors this time of year that you might be interested in, Kevin.
Are you mostly like Kevin's a little
basic?
Dare I say simple? He's more of an ice cream purist. He's not going to get like, oh, I'm going to get salted caramel and pistachio root.
Yeah, not
like,
interested.
Come on.
Right.
Are you a chocolate or vanilla guy?
That's those are mostly gimmicks.
Yeah.
Well, Rocky Road's my favorite.
Rocky Road, okay. Yeah,
and then strawberry second.
All right.
And then probably pineapple coconut.
What?
Oh, it's good.
That's, see, I would not have expected that at all.
I probably only eat a pint a day like 4 days a week.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I'm trying to calm it down and just make sure that.
Right. Is there a specific day you don't where you're like, nope, Thursdays, no pint Thursday?
Oh, no. It's always the plan. It's just sometimes if I don't feel like it, I don't eat it.
Right.
But it's always
too busy.
The plan is always there.
Mm-hmm.
Like you have dinner and then the plan is then you go have ice cream.
Right. Okay. You eat your dots and then
get right. Ice you have cream. Dots for dinner. Get ice cream. Well, here are some of the flavors at Salt and Straw this time of year. In case you're interested, you want to branch out a little bit maybe for the holidays approaching, Kevin. It is almost Thanksgiving. They have sweet potato casserole with maple pecans.
That's ice cream?
That is an ice cream. Yeah, an ice cream ingredient. Yes, yeah, sweet potato casserole with maple pecans. No?
No.
How about spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie?
Stop it.
Eat goat cheese if you want to eat goat cheese.
How about pumpkin pie ice cream, though?
Eat pumpkin pie if you want that.
Ugh, so
don't mess it with my ice cream.
Apple cranberry stuffing ice cream. No. All right. The chain, again, Salt and Straw, describes their buttered mashed potatoes and gravy ice cream.
Come on, Salt and Straw.
As hands down the most savory one we have ever served. It contains flavoring from real potatoes and homemade gravy fudge.
Here's the thing. I like ice cream for ice cream's sake. I don't like it because it's gimmicky and it tastes like Thanksgiving food. Who needs that?
I'll tell you something. I've walked past that place on Larchmont.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Exactly who you think is waiting to get ice cream there.
Hipsters?
Ugh. Oh, for the love.
Man buns?
Ugh. Oh, it's ridiculous. Let me get to my Greek food.
Their salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey ice cream.
No.
Their salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey ice cream does not skimp on the star ingredient. The distinct taste comes from turkey stock boiled down with sugar, spices, and onions in a rich caramel.
Nope.
Bean.
Crispy candy-coated turkey skin adds some crunch to the creamy treat. It literally has turkey skin in the ice cream.
No, you're ruining ice cream.
So you're a no, it looks like.
Yes, that's what I've been saying to every single one of them.
So I'm going to.
It's a good follow-up question, but.
By the way, let me see. Ice cream gourmands who don't live in one of the Salt and Straw locations in Portland, San Francisco, or Los Angeles can order a package of flavors online for $65.
I mean.
Wow.
That seems, I don't know how much you get for that $65. But there you go. There's some of the Thanksgiving flavored ice cream that is available in Southern California if you want to splurge a little bit this holiday season.
That's not for me.
Okay.
Chocolate, strawberry, vanilla. That's me.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
This is no life. I want to live.
Comedian Bert Kreischer will be on the program today.
Yeah, I love Bert.
And he's crazy. He's straight crazy.
Yeah.
He's living his best life, man.
That's why we love him. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Okay.
On the show today. We also have you change your name to something ridiculous. And this is based on P. Diddy now saying that he wants to be called Brother Love. And, of course, Prince with all of his different changed names.
Yeah.
Why? Why? How come? Why do you do that?
Well, sometimes maybe I guess we'll talk to people about it, but I think you just you want to reinvent yourself. You want a fresh start. You want people to look
at you
different. Differently.
You're no different.
Well,
okay. All right. Tom DeLonge is on Joe Rogan's podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Bean, he's been talking about aliens.
Well, he's obsessed and has been his whole life.
Right.
And now he has started a company, a group that is going to build spaceships and is going to start sharing what the government has learned about alien visits with the world. He has been selected as the go-between between the public and the government.
Wow.
He has said that he's had access to high-level government sources for a long time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, fascinating. Also on the program today, we've got your tickets for Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl. 50-50, you know. You show up there, maybe you just have a sandwich, and then you go home. And also we've got another preacher that is claiming that Hollywood, and this is troubling if it's true, is mm-hmm. sacrificing babies.
Oh,
and drinking,
no.
And drinking their blood.
That does sound disturbing.
Right? That's not cool.
No. We'll not at all.
We'll take a break. We'll come back with the showbiz beat next.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:55.
The girls decided during the song, Kevin, that Chip is dancer, but Allie is human.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting.
That's
you
good to know.
Still able to get along so well, work together like adults?
Absolutely.
Wow. Coming from different sides of that killer song?
Yeah.
Well done. Hey, Allie's in for Ralph this whole week. He's on vacation. Time for another look at the showbiz beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
You know, I like to bring you in the 5 a.m. What today is it International Blank Day, that type of thing.
It's a weird day.
Because it is a weird day. Yeah. Because some of these are really, really dumb. But others you could celebrate, like International Merlot Day, which is today. Oh, okay. Also, Bittersweet Chocolate with Almonds Day.
All right.
Okay. But this one, wow. All of you in your offices... It's Fill Our Staplers Day.
That is not a thing.
It says it right here.
It's not a thing.
It says it right here.
Woo-hoo! Everybody meet in the conference room. We're filling our staplers.
Right?
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Maybe you're not paying enough attention to the stapler. You get to the point where you slam it down. No staples come out like, grr. That won't happen because you're going to fill them today.
Right. But mm-hmm. without this day, you would hit the stapler, it wouldn't work, so then you would grab some more staples, and you would be fine.
I mean, that's one way to look at it,
right.
Kevin.
Okay.
All right.
I'm very sad that we don't have stapler audio from Office Space right now. I feel like we're letting our listeners down.
Yeah. Sorry. Do you want to do your impression?
No, I do not.
Do your impression.
Just pretend your nose is super stuffed up. Go ahead.
Don't take my stapler.
Well done.
Oh, Bean.
Well done.
Worth it, right?
Right.
Excellent stuff. A lot of talk yesterday online about Fox wanting to sell most of the company to Disney. The talks were said to have taken place over the past couple weeks. It wouldn't include Fox's broadcast networks or Fox News, since those companies cannot own two broadcast networks under FCC rules. But CNBC reported the talks were about picking up Fox's movie and TV production studios, cable networks, FX, and National Geographic, and some international networks as well. I mean, that's huge news if that happens. And I'm not sure it's great.
I love Disney, first of all.
Yes.
But I also love FX.
Yes.
And I'm not positive that's a match.
I'm not positive we need one company owning so much pop culture and so much entertainment.
Hmm.
Spread it out a little bit.
Interesting.
Bean, your thoughts?
Don't know.
Okay.
Don't know yet.
Okay.
I mean, look. People freaked out when Lucas sold to Disney.
Mm-hmm.
Freaked out. Bad idea. Don't want it.
That's true.
Turned out to be the best thing that ever happened for Star Wars.
That's true as well.
So it all depends on the people who run the companies.
Okay. All right. Well, we know that Black Sabbath has called it a day, and Ozzy Osbourne is about to do the same. His farewell tour will begin in April of 2018 and run sometime through 2020. And Ozzy said, quote, "This will be my final world tour, but I can't say I won't do some shows here and there."
What?
I mean, Ozzy.
This is it. I mean, this is really it. This is the final curtain call.
Is this the final?
When I say this is it, it really means this is it.
This is it. Okay.
This is it, you guys.
But for Ozzy, might not be.
Maybe some
what
shows.
What is he, like 70?
Yeah-ish.
Right. Yeah, but he's looked 70 and acted 70
since
for
his 20s.
60 years.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some Netflix news. If you get an email to redo your account because it's going to be canceled, don't. Don't.
Oh, no.
Don't.
Okay.
That's just a little teaser here in the TV biz on the radio.
Okay.
Also, some big news for Kevin
that has
to do with Netflix and one of his favorite stars possibly taking over one of his favorite shows. It's going to be big news, Kevin. Big news.
Somehow I feel like I'm being set up.
Hey, happy birthday today, November the 7th, to actor Adam Devine. He's 34, and singer Lord is 21. I'm Allie McCann for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Morrissey is playing the Hollywood Bowl this weekend, allegedly, Friday and Saturday night. We have tickets that you can win in about 5 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We're giving you a heads up here, early warning here. Morrissey fans, stand by. We'll tell you how to win those tickets coming up. First, though, a very real threat has been uncovered by our man Kevin.
I mean, who knew that this was true? I was very shocked to hear this about Hollywood.
I certainly didn't.
The name of the preacher is Rodney Howard Brown, and he is a pastor at The River, which is a church in what state?
Could it be River?
Could it be Florida?
Florida.
All right.
I believe we have heard from Mr. Brown before.
Is that right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, he's got a lot of stuff that he's saying right now that is very shocking to me and troubling if true. So here's a little bit of what he has to say about... Now, he's not talking about politicians. Mm-hmm. He's not talking about Democrats or Republicans. He's talking about Hollywood.
Okay.
They've told us to say nothing and do nothing. But I tell you, I draw a line in the sand. Yeah, Eminem drew a line in the sand the other day.
All right, now that, of course, the Eminem, what do you call it, cipher?
Oh, right. Okay, yeah, he did on BET.
He's referring to that. And
okay.
Now, this pasty white guy is going to take down Eminem.
Oh.
Looks like he tries to think he's from the hood. Please, give me a break. Some pasty white boy trying to act like he's from the hood. He doesn't even know what the hood looks like. He's made money off the hood, but he's about to get put on a hood.
Okay, now,
what
would you guess that means?
He's about to lay him out with his car, is what it sounds like.
He's about to get put on the hood, his words.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're trying to place his accent.
Yeah, I was.
Mr. Howard Brown, it's Howard hyphen Brown, is from South Africa.
Okay.
So that's where you're getting a little Trevor Noah vibe here.
Do they put people on the hood in South Africa?
I don't know
about
that.
Great
but
question.
I'm fascinated to see where this challenge goes when he is essentially calling out Eminem, and it sounds like he's about to drop some knowledge.
I mean, I would really love a rap battle.
Oh, we need a rap battle.
Between these two.
But he's about to get put on a hood.
All right. We don't know what that means, sir. Thank you, though.
Enough is enough. Do not be afraid of the showdown. Don't be afraid. It's time to mock the false gods of Egypt and their prophets. What are these people? What are these holy? They're prophets of the enemy. You know, I mock you. Some said, no, we must be nice so we can win them for Jesus. These people are full of the devil.
Okay, so we're full of the devil in Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know if that applies to us because we're not really in showbiz, but other people in the city
right.
are full of the devil.
Well, does it matter that Eminem doesn't live in Hollywood? He lives in Michigan. Does that still count?
I don't know that this guy knows that.
I think he's just
talking about the entertainment industry being evil in general.
Okay.
You know what I love about this is that, and there are lots of preachers who have this effect on their congregation, is how into the word the people in the pews are. You hear them going, yeah, all right. Yeah, I mean, you really hear them like cheering along with the guy.
Yeah, it's a little scary.
It's fascinating to me how this – I don't know what the psychology of that is, but people really do get wrapped up in what's being said.
Instead of listening and going, that just is not happening. There's no possible way. Listen to this.
These people can't even be reasoned with. These are not people that you can talk to, and they already have given their soul to the devil. Are you with me?
I mean, no. Not yet.
I don't know. I want to hear him out.
Okay.
These people go through seances. These people drink blood. These people sacrifice children.
Okay.
Oh,
now.
Wow.
Go through seances.
Okay.
Drink blood. Mm-hmm. Sacrifice children.
I feel like that would be bigger news if that were happening.
He says it's happening.
All right.
Somebody said they don't do that. They sacrifice children at the highest levels in Hollywood. They drink blood of young kids. This is a fact.
Okay, well, he says it's a fact, you guys.
So I like the fact that he's like, do I mean this literally? Some of you are saying, oh, they don't actually sacrifice children. Yes, I do. I mean it. Isn't that crazy?
It's a fact.
It's a fact. He doesn't name any names, but I wonder who's sacrificing children.
I think we know. I don't know.
Do we? Okay.
The human sacrifice and the cannibalism has been going on for years.
Wait, we're eating them too?
We're cannibals, yeah.
Okay.
Whoa. I mean, I don't know if we are, but Hollywood is. Hollywood is cannibals.
Okay.
Did you know that was going on?
I didn't.
That's a big surprise
to me. Drinking
the
blood of children, I'm like, oh, I'm listening. but cannibal, I don't. I think I'm out.
Really? Hear him out.
Okay.
Somebody said, oh, they don't do that. It's worse than what you think. You remember when the whole spirit cooking thing came out? That's commonplace, ladies and gentlemen. And many of the Hollywood actors that you go see on a screen, what you don't know, they bring a witch.
Okay, now this is what the actors do before they get into a role.
Mm-hmm. They brought spirit cooking. I don't know what that is either.
Oh, you the election.
Oh,
they kept talking like Podesta and Hillary. They're Satanists, and they do this ritual. It was the most insane thing you've ever heard.
There is a tie between this guy and Donald Trump, but I didn't.
Here we go.
But I didn't want to bring it up because I didn't want it because I think he's just crazy on any level.
Well, the people that believed in Pizzagate and spirit cooking are nuts.
Okay.
They do a big seance right there on the set.
Okay, now we're talking again about the actors and actors just before they take a role.
Mm-hmm. And they worship devils, and they allow devils to come into them before they take the part of what they're going to act. It's a fact, what I'm telling you.
That's a fact. Okay. So our opinion is worthless because that's facts.
Yeah.
They're sacrificing children, they're drinking their blood, they're having seances, and they're welcoming the devil in.
If the devil comes in before their big role, then why don't they immediately thank the devil when they win an Oscar? That they weren't acting. It was the devil acting through them.
Oh, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Maybe they're supposed to keep it quiet. Maybe. Hmm. I don't know. I'm not positive I believe this guy.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I'm not positive that he's telling the truth.
Yet not only is he terrifying, every single person sitting in that congregation.
Those are the scary ones.
Yeah.
Those are the scary people.
Yeah.
Because like Bean said, they're in there going, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Sacrificing children. What?
Instead of maybe slowly backing out of the church and never returning.
Right.
I'm just going to go someplace else.
A pair of tickets to go see Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl for you this Friday or Saturday. We're looking for hardcore Morrissey fans. You know and love his music. You know it well. You can call us right now to have a chance to win the game. We'll play a game next. 1-800-520-1067. Good luck from K-Rock. Morrissey is headlining night number 2 of the sold-out K-Rock Almost Acoustic Christmas 2017, but he is also in town this weekend for 2 shows at the Hollywood Bowl. We're giving away some tickets right now at 1-800-520-1067. This game is called String Your Life.
String your life. See me at the bowl. Unless it's cold. Burr. String your life. Oh, string your life. Win tickets to the show. String your life. I just canceled. I gotta go. String your
beautiful. I don't believe you've canceled yet, Morrissey, but thank you for that. Here's the thing that will surprise you. Look, you love Morrissey and you love Morrissey songs, but did you know there are lots of cover albums of Morrissey songs, including one by a string quartet? Now, we have discussed these albums in the past before. Like, why would you ever want this? If you like these songs, don't you want to hear Morrissey sing them or somebody sing them?
Here's the thing, though. I was in a doctor's office recently, and I heard some of this type of music, mm-hmm. and it was the songs that I know. And I sort of said, okay, well, if I can't hear the Morrissey version, at least this version is the song.
So we finally found the person that this is for, right?
Roughly.
And it's you.
Not really for. I mean, I'd much rather listen to it, but if a doctor's office isn't going to play the music we play, ever. So
listen, I am always going to accept a cello and a violin.
Are you?
Absolutely. Oh, okay. I don't care where it's coming from.
All right.
So once again, we'll be playing string quartet versions of Morrissey songs, Morrissey and Smith songs. All you have to do is identify it by title, and you win the tickets, right? No drawing this time. We're giving away tickets, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Who's our first contestant, please?
Our first contestant is Felix in Whittier. Hi, Felix.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, we're going to play a song. This is by a string quartet, but it's a Morrissey or Smith song, and you need to identify it. Are you ready?
Will do.
Here you go.
But still terrible, though, right? We can all agree on that.
No, there's no question about that.
Felix, what song are we listening to there, son?
Oh, man, why? Why?
Why do we give you the easiest one? Is that your question, Felix?
Yeah, why would you do that?
Pick a Morrissey song, maybe.
Okay.
Why don't you name one?
That would never go out.
Sorry, that was Suede Head.
I mean...
We tried.
That last part was just barely at the end of that string quartet version. Let's go to Jose and Reseda. Hi there.
Hey, what's going on?
Well, we're doing String Your Life. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name this song.
It's a very popular Morrissey song, especially this time of year. Jose, what song is it?
That was horrible, but let's go with Big Mouth Strike Again.
I'm sorry, that's November Spawn the Monster. CB was trying to give you a hint by saying time of year.
All right, 0 for 2, but I still have faith in our Moz heads.
Robert in Pasadena.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning. Welcome to String Your Life. You ready?
I'm ready.
Here it is.
They're right. Barely clinging to the melody in that version.
Right?
Is that Big Mouth Strikes Again?
I'm sorry. That's How Soon Is Now. I would just like to point out again that there's no way I would win this game. Ever.
Really?
This
was
tough.
Because I would hear a song and I would go, oh, I know that. And that's as far as I would get.
Okay. Yeah, you got to come up with that title. That's tough sometimes.
Alexis in Upland. Hi.
Hi. Good morning, guys.
All right. We don't have any winners yet.
Alexis, how have you been doing listing on hold?
I got one so
okay.
far.
Okay.
Right. Well, let's hope you get this one. Good luck.
Here you go.
Okay, all right. Alexis, what say you?
Big Mouth Strikes Again?
I mean, if everybody keeps guessing it. No, that's There Is a Light That Never Goes Out.
Driving in your car.
All right. I know that there are Morrissey fans screaming at their radios right now because they think they should be able to get them, but it is harder than you think when the pressure's on and you're on the phone and you got to come up with it.
Yeah, especially when you're listening to it on the phone, it's a lot harder. And these are terrible. So let's go to Mike in Wilmington. Hi.
How's it going, guys? What you sipping?
Mike, we're counting on you, man. We're putting all of our eggs in your basket. It's not as creepy as it sounds. Please tell us what Morrissey song is.
Except for the last one.
You know them all?
Oh, okay. All right. Well, good luck to you, sir.
You won, Mike. Congratulations.
You,
you're welcome.
Aww.
Thank you.
We gave away one pair.
Yeah, we did.
All right, let's go to Art in La Puente. Hi.
Hey, what to do, guys?
Well, we have more tickets to give away, so are you ready?
I think so.
Good luck.
And Morrissey's got a lot of good songs. All right, what's that one?
The Charming Man?
Yes. It is.
Look at this. Coming on strong at the end.
All right, got time for a couple more, man.
Let's go to Vince in Placenta. Hello.
Vince.
What happened?
Vince in a wind tunnel.
Are you there?
Yeah, I sure am.
Okay. You ready? I don't know if you're going to be able to hear, but I hope so. You ready?
Yeah, I think so.
Here's your song.
Is it The Boy with the Thorn in His Side?
Sorry, it's First of the Gang to Die.
First of the Gang with a gun in his hand.
All right. Thank you, though, for playing. We appreciate it anyway. All right, one more.
Let's do one more. It's Ralph in Covina. Hi, Ralph.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going good. Are you at work?
I'm at work, yeah.
Okay. That's usually why people whisper. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Uh,
Morrissey song.
Boy with a Thorn in the Side.
Sorry, that's Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
And Heaven Knows I'm Miserable Now.
Which I mean, also happens to be true for Ralph right now.
We have, you know, we have four pair left. Not quite sure what to do with it. Three pair left?
Hey, but thanks for playing.
Thanks for playing the game.
String your life. Oh, string your life.
Tool on the world famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. It's the Kevin and Bean Show at 10 minutes till 7 o'clock.
One of our favorite comedians, Bert Kreischer, on the program later on today. By the way, did you know Bert wants to run a marathon?
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
Does he seem like the least likely guy you can imagine to run a marathon?
Pretty much.
Not anymore,
although he stopped drinking for the month of October.
Plus, he was in like a weight challenge with another comic. And
right.
He was working out a ton.
But no.
I barely recognize Bert anymore.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm looking forward to catching up with him coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. First, though, Allie's in for Rob with the Showbiz Beat on a Tuesday. What's going on?
I don't even know who to believe anymore.
Okay.
I feel like everyone's lying to us. I start to believe something and kind of get my heart into it.
Mm-hmm. Is this about Hollywood eating babies, like we learned earlier in the hour?
No, I'm already over that.
that was this, quick.
This has to do with P. Diddy, Puffy, Puff Daddy.
Sure.
All of those names. You'll recall he said this over the weekend.
I decided to change my name again. I'm just not who I am before. I'm something different. So my new name is Love. A.K.A. Brother Love. I will not be answering to Puffy, Diddy, Puff Daddy, or any of my other monikers, but Love or Brother Love, okay? It's my birthday. I feel good. God is the greatest. I give all glory, and I thank my mama and daddy. Mwah!
Okay, right?
So, Brother Love.
So we all accepted it that that's what he was going by now.
Rearranged my CDs last night.
Did you?
Moved them from P to B.
Sure. Right?
Brother Love. Well, guess what?
He didn't change it again.
Hello, is it me you're looking for? Well, ladies and gentlemen, today I've come to the conclusion that you cannot play around with the internet. Due to an overwhelming response from the media out there, and just due to there not wanting to be any confusion, I was only joking. Okay, I didn't change my name.
Oh, sorry.
It's just part of one of my alter egos.
Too late.
One of my alter egos is Love.
Too late, brother.
But to set the record straight, because I have a lot of press to do the next couple of weeks, you can address me by any of my older names. But if you still want to call me Love, you can call me Love, baby. But I was only playing.
I mean...
What's the
point? You liar!
What's the point?
I mean, I can't even trust Diddy anymore.
Right? What kind of world is this?
I can't trust Diddy.
Or Brother Love. I don't know.
But he has a lot of press coming up because his sixth and rumored to be final studio album, No Way Out 2, is due out in December. So,
how are we feeling about that one, Bean? Excited?
About new Diddy music?
Uh-huh.
I don't think it's necessary.
Same. Not really interested.
Okay.
Unless it's Brother Love, then I'm all in.
Okay, see, right. Maybe he did more harm by going back on
right.
it.
Right.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Not really. No, not really. What do you do if you're a international superstar and somebody says, hey, I've got naked photos of you and I'm going to sell them? What do you do, Kevin, as an international superstar?
I say Godspeed.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It's one way.
Do you want me to help you?
Bean?
I mean, I think most people, their reaction would be, I would prefer that that not come out, and they would look for some sort of legal way to prevent those photos being released because report to the police, say, hey, that's stolen, it's private property, it's copyrighted, whatever you have to do to try to not get those into the public.
Well, this happened to Sia, an unwanted target of a voyeur who snapped her in the buff. Is trying to sell her photos, so she decided, I'm going to go ahead and post one.
Is that right? Just put it out?
She just put it out there.
That's awesome.
And said, someone's apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans. Save your money. Here's one for free. Every day is Christmas. And it's a picture of her from the backside, and it's butt. You see,
it's naked.
You see butt.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people are now wondering, it's impossible to tell if it's her. Is this just a real clever marketing ploy for her Christmas-themed album, Santa's Coming for Us, due out November 17th?
Wait, so you think that even the person that was supposedly blackmailing her is a made-up person?
Maybe.
Oh,
Conspiracy maybe. Alley strikes again.
How about that?
I mean, it's not what I think. I think if I had a picture of Sia, I'd be like, hey, Sia, I have a picture of you naked. You want to buy it? Because I'm a horrible person. No, yeah. I wouldn't do any of that. But I think she would absolutely get out in front of it if this did happen to her.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that's genius because you pretty much take all the power out of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, the photo's not worth anything because she's already given it away for free. I was surprised that Twitter allowed her bare ass to be shown on the platform. Mm-hmm. They do have some strict rules on nudity. But I do like Conspiracy Alley thinking that she's promoting a Christmas album by putting naked photos up on the internet.
Does she have the fake hair her butt? Because that would be great.
No, that would be amazing.
Then we'd know it was her.
Yeah. I mean, she ends it with every day is Christmas. Is it just because this is your gift? Here it is. Or is it, hey, by the way, Christmas album, November 17th?
Maybe both.
Genius.
Maybe she's a genius.
Just a genius. Not sure if you guys saw the Ronan Farrow latest release from The New Yorker yesterday about Harvey Weinstein. It is, it's insane. It is absolutely insane. It basically talks about how he hired an army of spies. So lawyers, private investigators, all of that to target people like Rose McGowan, Asia Argento. And we are talking about two different companies here. One called Black Cube, which is an Israel-based company, and an American firm called Kroll. And what Ronan Farrow is alleging is that these people befriended these women as either women's rights activists, oh, we want you to be a spokesperson for us type of thing. Others would befriend journalists and say, I, too, was harassed by Harvey to try and gain information what other people are saying things. Maybe they have similar stories to me. It is so dark. And it is so disgusting, and it's so layered. And Ronan Farrow, I will say this right now, is doing some Pulitzer-type work with this. It's a phenomenal read and extremely, extremely terrifying what this man was spending his money on to keep these women quiet. So if you want to check it out, I retweeted it yesterday, but it's Ronan Farrow in The New Yorker.
I'm happy that it didn't work, that all that didn't work.
It worked for a time.
Yeah, it did for a while.
Hopefully, this is a big changing of the guard. I teased it last hour, and Kevin, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to tease it again.
What?
You, Netflix, your life is changing.
Okay.
So stay tuned for that. Actor Adam Devine is 34 today, and singer Lorde is 21. Happy birthday. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
Guys, aliens are real? Mm-hmm. First of all, and second of all, the government is covering it up.
That's all true.
Those are two things that I know.
Well, Tom DeLonge says the exact same thing, Kevin. So you're on the same page as he is. Tom, of course, was with Blink-182 for many, 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 many years. But he has been a fan of aliens and been fascinated with the subject of aliens visiting the Earth since he was a little kid. And he recently went on the Joe Rogan podcast. And I've got, I didn't listen to the whole thing because no one has ever heard the end of a Joe Rogan podcast. Because eventually you just age out.
They are about three and a half hours.
Age out.
You can't. No one's ever heard the end of it. But I heard like the first couple of hours, and Tom had a lot of very interesting things to say, including why he was brought into the circle of people that knows what's going on with the aliens on Earth. Because you might be wondering, he seems like an odd choice as somebody to spread the word to the people.
Right.
But Tom has a very reasonable explanation.
I fly out to this airport. And I sit at a table in a restaurant at the airport. No one's in there. And this gentleman sits down, and the waiter comes up. He waves off the waiter, and he looks me in the eye and says, it was the Cold War, and we found a life form. And that's when I start in my pants, because I know a lot about this stuff, but you always wait to talk to somebody that is one of the inside people. You always want to have...
So he sits down at a restaurant with you at the airport and tells you that they found a life form.
Yes. And
during the Cold War?
During the Cold War. And everything that they did and every decision they made at the time was because of the consciousness of the Cold War.
And why has this guy decided to meet with you at an airport?
Because the only way you meet with these people, the only way you ever would have anyone talk to you is if you can provide a service that they need. Mm-hmm. And my service was pretty interesting to them because I said, look, you guys, you know, you struggle with saying disclosure. You want to tell everybody everything, which I don't think everyone should know everything. And then you say they can't handle it, so don't tell them anything, you know. And I'm like, there's a middle road there. And here's the way I would do the middle road. And it resonated with them.
So that's why they're using him to spread the word. And well, that's why he started his To the Stars Academy.
Did somebody just like sit down with him at Rock and Brews and start talking about it? Or was this set up? Like how?
This was set up, yes. Yeah, they contacted him and had him meet this person. And he, by the way, goes on to talk about lots of meetings he's had with generals and with admirals and lots of people that he can't name. I mean, he is in the inner circle now.
Yes, he says the highest politicians highest at the highest level.
Yeah. Right. So the To the Stars Academy is going to be dedicated to many things, including crowdsourcing his own UFO that they're going to build with the technology that they are now willing to make public. And he estimates he will soon be able to bend time and space. This is Tom DeLonge we're talking about for Big 182, right? All right, here he's talking some more about his To the Stars Academy.
How do we bring the technology out of the shadows and build it for the world? And how do we, you know, tell the story in documentaries, nonfiction, fictional works over a period of years? And if we do that, the public owns it. The public has a say. They're a part of it. And then people will start to understand over time why they did what they did. They didn't lie to people just out of, like, ego. It's they were like, okay, there's this group called ISIS, and they're here, and we need to understand them. And we,
by the way, not the ISIS, not the terrorist ISIS. This is like the Egyptian god ISIS. This is going way back. ISIS is a name that's been around for a long time,
and it
has something to do with the aliens that visited Earth.
We need to figure it out quick. But the problem is, these are extraordinarily advanced civilizations that have been coming here forever. That's why it's all in all the ancient scripts and texts and carved into rocks and all that.
By the way, that's always been a question of mine, is when you see something from 2,500 years ago and it looks like there's a spaceship on the horizon, I do wonder sometimes where something like that came from. And Tom's answer is simple. Aliens have been visiting Earth a long time, right?
But trying to figure it out, trying to connect the dots and trying to, I mean, looking at debris that they probably still have in a warehouse going, we have no f***ing clue how to make this or back engineer this stuff. I mean, there's a piece of metal from a crash that I've seen, and I've seen the science on it, and it's atomically aligned, and it's layered in like 80 layers within just a few microns of purities of metal that aren't even in our solar system.
Okay, now think about that for a second.
Okay, thought about it.
And they think it needs to be made in an area where there's no gravity. So, number one, it has to be made in space. Number two, even if we were to create a machine that can potentially do some of this stuff, 3D printing layers of different metals that of obscene purities, it would cost hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars. We don't even have that.
Why do they think it was made without gravity?
Because I think it's the atomic structure. So what happens is when you radiate it with terahertz, it loses mass.
Right.
Something weird. It resonates some kind of harmonic, and then it gets lighter. And if you hit it with enough terahertz, it'll float.
Everybody got it now?
Yeah, if you hit it enough terahertz, it'll float.
Everybody knows that.
Right.
Wear a satellite.
That's a given.
We're getting deep into Art Bell territory here. All
yes,
right,
a
couple more clips from Tom DeLonge on Joe Rogan. We get into some time travel here, you guys, if you've ever had any questions about that. Wonder if it's possible. Yes, Tom says it is.
I don't believe that some of the events happened on accident. You know, I think that there's been a lot of events that are on purpose. Some have been for show. Some have been for there's a variety of reasons. But I think a lot of it is a control system that's really pushing humanity in a very specific direction. And
so, like, they've got a time frame where they've had these events take place. Is that what you think?
Yeah. And they also time travel, which is different than what people think in, like, a movie where they sit in a machine and, you know, all of a sudden you're in the 1930s and you got to go save humanity. When you use the technology, you have there's a time difference between what they're doing inside of an artificially created bubble of gravity of sorts and then what's on the outside. So if you're on the inside of one of those machines, everything would be skewed more black and white. There would be like a red shift, and everybody would look frozen. So you literally could fly around and grab a Coke out of someone's hand and put it in someone else's hand. It's really...
Tom is, he's committed.
Has he gotten bye-bye?
I don't know. I mean, he's so passionate, and he doesn't see, to me, he doesn't seem crazy. He seems certain.
And he's been that way for quite some time.
For a long time.
It's been a long time.
Right. I mean, and Joe Rogan is just sitting back and just letting it roll.
Like he should. You know
what I mean? He's not challenging him to it. All right. One of the thing, one of the most controversial, or at least most newsworthy statements that came out of the interview was what really happened at Roswell, which is something that, you know, many of us have wondered our whole lives. Well, Tom's got a little clue for us.
What people have to realize is, you know, the UFO phenomenon isn't a phenomenon. There's the universe is f-ing gigantic, and there's life everywhere, every f-ing where, and there's a lot of life that's way more advanced than we are. And just like Voyager left our solar system, a little dinky satellite from the 70s, and just like my company is going to be building, you know, this electromagnetic craft that really can do the same thing to time that I've been telling you about. Other civilizations have that too, which means you can traverse those distances of space. And what you have to think about is what happened when we first discovered that and what did we do about it? And there's no, you know, you got to look at 47 in a very peculiar way. 90 days after the Roswell event, the CIA was created, the Air Force was separated from the Army, the National Security Act was created. And all those things are mechanisms to start learning more and to start getting private industry off the ground.
So that had nothing to do with World War II. You think it had to do with aliens?
Oh, I absolutely think it. Well, both, because what I believe crashed at Roswell was...
What do you guys think?
What he believes crashed at Roswell was...
Well, a UFO, obviously. I mean, that's
pretty much all there is.
Well, we know it's a UFO.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I think you're going to be surprised, though.
Well, I believe it was German from Argentina, but it had hallmarks and technology based on alien technology. So we put out a story saying it's alien, and then we put out a story saying it's a weather balloon. But the real thing it was, we didn't want anyone to guess. And that's why we put those two things out there. And that's kind of how they do it. I think they did that with the moon. It's like, you know, we went to the moon. And then they put out this meme kind of thing. Like, we didn't go to the moon. But they didn't want people really going, well, what's on the moon?
Boom. Mm. See, we're keep distracted. Distracted, right? By whether we went or not. Well, sure, we did. Well, what if we didn't? And then nobody's asking, well, what did they find on the moon?
Yep. We're too busy asking if it really happened. We're not asking the follow-up. I'm with you, Tom.
Government disinformation.
Yes.
Tom claims that in the next few years, he is going to be showing us how to bend time and space, how to build the, you know, what the power is for the UFO, how to time travel. Wouldn't it be crazy, Kevin, if a guy that we've known for 25 years as the Blink-182 kid is the one who ends up leading us into almost ultimate knowledge about aliens in the universe?
Yes, that would be crazy.
It would be crazy, but listen to how sincere he is. I mean, I almost feel, first of all, it wouldn't do you any good to mock him or to make fun of him because he's all in.
Yeah, he believes it so wholeheartedly that
wholeheartedly,
just dismiss you if you make fun of him.
He's so passionate about it. I don't know. Like I said, I only got through the first 2 days of the podcast. There's probably some more crazy stuff at the end, but you can check it out yourself. Tom was on with Joe Rogan. I think you'll enjoy it.
This is making insanely good sense to me.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to the Captain Magic and Bean Show at 23 minutes after 7 o'clock.
How come you get to be your new name, Captain Magic, and I don't get to be my new name, Astro Boy?
Because I couldn't remember Astro Boy.
And Astro Boy is taken.
Right.
Yeah, I may run into some legal challenges with the Japanese cartoon. Mm-hmm. Hey, before we get into that, we're getting a lot of reaction to the Tom DeLonge tape that we were just playing. Dave writes in on the Kevin Bean Twitter account, the amount of confidence that Tom has about the things that he says is actually pretty scary, but holy S, what if he's right?
Right?
Allie,
right?
I think you're with that, right? Is Tom maybe onto something here?
My whole thing is people believe whatever they believe religious-wise. Mm-hmm. In religion, mm-hmm. What's different here?
It's no crazier than the religion story. Our frequent contributor Edwin writes in, wait a minute, hold on, why are you giving Tom so much credit? Isn't what he's saying just a longer version of what Kevin has already said about the UFOs?
Come on,
DeLonge, why can't you be succinct like Kevin? Let's see what he's talking about here.
And now it's time for A Moment with Kevin.
It's weird to see people jump from I'm not positive what the answer is to it must be, you know, infallible word of God or, you know, and the terrorists. you know, situations or UFOs. You go, it's unidentified, so it must be alien. You go, no. It's just maybe a question that we'll never know the answer to.
Well, wow.
First of all, well said.
Shortest Kevin. Joe Rogan podcast ever. With
well
Kevin.
Said, Kevin.
Why aren't you a guest on Joe's show, man?
Shut
you
up, Edwin.
The real details. All right, so Captain Magic, we started talking about this. By the way, Kevin responded to emails yesterday as Captain Magic. I think he's starting to believe that he really has changed his
name. I mean, why not?
We started talking about this because of the latest P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, Sean Combs news that we have been reporting. And that is that he would like to be known as, well, yesterday he told us he would like to be known as Brother Love. Today he's saying you don't have to call him Brother Love, but you can if you want.
That's not very much dedication.
No, not at all. And we thought how weird that is that a grown-ass man would just, especially somebody, by the way, who is a celebrity, and by that I mean has a public profile and a brand and a name. The fact that he would change his name was a surprise to me. Although he's done it before. And then we thought, I wonder if that has ever happened with any of our listeners where they have just decided, I want to be known as this instead of what you've been calling me for years.
Yeah, and why would you do that?
Well,
it's odd.
We're going to take some calls at 1-800-520-1067. If you've ever changed your name, and by the way, we're not even looking for people who have legally changed the name. We're just looking for people who have showed up at work one day and said, you know what? I used to be Debbie, and now I want to be Barb, right? That's what we're looking for.
No, somebody I don't think no. Barb. We want something.
Does it have to be crazy?
Yeah, yes. It has to be like, I'm Debbie, but now I'm Rainbow Bright. That's what it has to be.
Well,
right?
That would be
Come
fun.
On,
I guess
Astro
that would
boy.
Be fun. But,
Come on.
I mean, but even just to change your name to Barb, if your name is Debbie, is just a weird thing to go through.
Right, like, but it's not weird enough.
Okay, it's not weird enough. So right. You need Rainbow Bright.
Yes.
And then we started thinking about Ron Artest, who was very successful, very famous, very popular as a professional basketball player. And then one day he just came to the world and said, Ron Artest is dead. I'm Meta World Peace. Right?
Right.
Yes, and all the announcers would Meta for three.
we just accepted it. We just said, all right, I guess you're Meta World Peace now.
What about Chad Johnson?
Oh, yes.
Ocho Cinco.
Ocho Cinco.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah.
It was just accepted. Like, all right, he's Ocho Cinco
then.
Now. All right.
and that's because he wore number 85, right?
Right.
What about He Hate Me?
Oh, He Hate Me.
I don't even remember who he
was. How great was that guy?
Yeah,
he was in the
that?
XFL.
Yes, he was.
Yes.
Which football player was it? Who became He Hate Me?
I don't even think it matters.
Oh, Rod Smart. Rod Smart was who was He Hate Me. Now, we're not looking for people who change their name because of a conversion to faith. If you're a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar or a Muhammad Ali or some, if that's your situation.
For any religious reason, right.
Right, that totally makes sense. We're just looking for you decided you wanted everybody to call you by a different name. So we're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to Laura. Line one, please, heading to beach.
Hey, guys out there, put her on hold. Okay, thank you. All right, Laura, hi.
Hi.
Tell us
good
about.
Morning.
Hi. Good morning. Tell us about your cousin.
So my cousin Brett is no longer Brett. He is King Bee.
Your brother? I mean, your cousin is King Bee.
He's King Bee, and not only did he change his own name, but his house is King Bee's Resort and Spa.
I love him.
I do too.
He sounds amazing.
But if you call him Brett, will he respond?
It depends on who you are.
I see.
It depends on who you are, how long you've known him.
If you're in the inner circle, you could call him Brett.
Right. So what was the family's reaction, Laura? Like, you're a cousin, so what did you say? Did you just accept it and just start calling him King Bee?
Oh, no. I find it hilarious. I have a different nickname for him. I call him Big Nasty.
Oh.
Okay.
I don't know.
I refuse to call him King Bee.
All right.
Okay. You refuse
I think
to.
King Bee's awesome.
It is. He's hilarious. He's hilarious. You guys will love him.
Okay. Thank you, Laura. Appreciate the call. So King B. So you can just name yourself a king,
right?
It's pretty cool. All right. 1-800-520-1067. You changed your name, preferably to something crazy. What's the story? We want to
Diddy.
So my new name is Love, a.k.a. Brother Love.
Wants to be called Brother Love now.
Right.
So we're talking to people who've changed their name to something fantastic. And we've got Steven on the line. Hi, Steven. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you. So you changed your name from Steven to
Denim Daddy.
Why?
And, yeah, why?
Why Denim Daddy?
Well, I accidentally bought, like, a denim jacket that happened to match my pants, like, and then I liked the look, and so I bought another jacket to match another pair of my other pants, and then my friend's like, dude, that's hot. I'm like, just call me Denim Daddy then.
Oh, Steven.
So your friend is being sarcastic, by the way.
Yes.
You just decided you were so tired of women being in your life.
Right? No, man. Denim's the new wave, man.
Trust right.
Me. Okay, Denim Daddy. Glad you called. Thank you so much. Good luck with that. We're talking about Brother Love, formerly known as P. Diddy, and Meta World Peace and all the others who have changed their name to something else. And we're getting a lot of great reaction. We'll go back to your calls in 1 second at 1-800-520-1067. From the 925, texting same number, I had a coworker one day that he decided he wanted to be called Johnny Thunder, and he wouldn't answer by any other name. I'm not sure how that worked out with HR for his paycheck, but he said, I'm Johnny Thunder.
I love it.
From the 661, I once went on a date with a girl named Christina. She was really into sloths, though, and she preferred to go by Stina Sloth. That was her username on all social media. She would even correct you if you dared to call her Christina. She said, I am Stina Sloth. I sure do pick winners. And then Frank, finally, he writes in, hey, Kevin, you're mocking others, but aren't you the Duke of Tarzana?
I was for a while.
As a matter of fact, you were the Duke of Tarzana.
I was for a while, but only because I was fascinated by the fact that somebody at the other end had to put that on my mailing little address form. They had to actually write Duke of Tarzana, and it just cracked me up.
All right, let's take some more calls. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with, who do you like here?
Let's go with Rob in Hollywood. Hi, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Talking about you changed your name to something ridiculous.
Yeah, in high school, my last name's DeRocha, so in high school I just wanted to stand out, and I asked the teacher to call me Roach, and I was like, I went to Notre Dame High School, too, in Sherman Oaks, so that was like a big deal. I sound like a drug dealer or something.
It was a big deal that they called you Roach?
Yeah, everyone was calling me Roach. And
but that just sounds like a nickname, though, more than you changing your name, right? Like, you wouldn't introduce yourself as Roach to new people when you met them, would you?
Would you?
I would in high school.
All right.
People still call me that, like, now. But look at your name. Your name's Bean.
Right, Bean?
I mean, where?
Right?
Yeah, Bean.
Bean?
I had been
Bean. Where'd that come from? Is that your real name,
Bean? Right, Bean? Right, Roach?
Right.
Roach is right, Bean.
I have been Bean since I was a tiny little boy, like 6 or 7 or something like that. It became a childhood nickname that just stuck. But
your real name is?
Gene.
It's my real name is...
No, not you. I was talking to Gene
Bean. Oh, sorry. Yes. Thank you, Roach. Appreciate the call, sir. All right. Let's try Steve, line 8, please. See, we got a number of Steves today, but this one's in Bellflower, line 8, up next on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, Steve.
Hey, what's happening, boys?
Talking about people who change their names.
Yeah, well, my son has a whacked-out girlfriend, and her real name is Zerlin.
Her real name is Zerlin?
Zerlin.
Zerlin.
Z-E-R-L-I-N.
Yes.
Okay.
But she does not want to be that person anymore, so she names herself Amanda.
Okay. So she's going the opposite direction of what we're looking for.
Yeah, and there's no Amanda in her family or in her name.
She just came up with it. Look, there are people who are cursed with a terrible name from their kid, and from their parents, excuse me. And I'll tell you who I'm thinking of right now is Zowie Bowie, or Zoe Bowie, depending on how you pronounce it. Now he goes by Duncan. He's Duncan Jones now, but he was Zoe Bowie for the first few years of his life, and then he got old enough to go, no, I'm not going to do it, Dad.
Well, Zoe's
a
great
name.
I like Zerlin better than Amanda, though. She went the wrong way. All right, thank you for the call, Steve.
All right, let's talk to Orson. He's in Anaheim. He's got some analysis on what's going on with people changing their names.
Hey, Orson.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thanks.
This is nothing more than narcissism to the next level. They're so narcissistic about themselves, they want to control everyone around them and make them call the person whatever the name they come up with.
Even Denim Daddy?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, come on, Denim Daddy's pretty strong.
Well, if I was to have to refer to a person as Denim Daddy, I feel embarrassed. They got the control and they win.
Oh, how about that?
I don't see it that way. If I call him Denim Daddy, it makes me chuckle. I don't think anyone's winning.
I feel like we all win if someone named Denim Daddy exists. No?
So you're just saying it's all narcissism.
Correct. Look, Sean Combs is the absolute pinnacle example.
Yeah.
You mean Brother Love?
Yeah, he might not be wrong there, by the way. He does. I mean, what was the last time Diddy was in the news? And then all of a sudden he comes out with this nonsense and everybody's talking about him again. And he does have a new record coming out. So you could be onto something, Orson, or whatever your name is.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show at 7:51.
Comedian Bert Kreischer in studio with us coming up in the next half hour here on K-Rock. First, Ali's in for Rob with the show Biz Beat. What's new?
You guys, if you're a Netflix? What? It's a totally different subscription service.
I can subscribe to something called Netflix. I am so in.
I mean, how is there not a Netflix?
Right?
Let's get on that. Right?
Great idea.
Oh, my God. Somebody write that down.
Netflix. I love it.
I wrote it down, but I'm not sure it's helping.
Okay. Well, you've got it written.
I did write it down.
It's like a contract.
Okay.
All right. Netflix. If you get an email that says your account is about to be canceled, do not log on to that page. Provide them with your account information and your credit card number because you have just been robbed blind. But the thing with this is they're using show logos like The Crown, House of Cards, so you feel like it's legit.
They do make it look really legit.
So real. But just be aware out there.
Every time I get one of those, I don't click on the link, and then I go to Netflix and check on my account, and it's fine.
Right. What about Netflix?
Netflix I'm not a member of yet, but...
Yet.
I will be in about 5 minutes.
Okay, cool. This story is for Kevin and Kevin alone. Kevin Spacey's role on House of Cards...
is being recast, and they need me?
Maybe. A new change.org petition posted 4 days ago by a guy in the Netherlands says... I think Kevin James can elevate House of Cards to a globally adored franchise like Game of Thrones and make the entire world focus on one of the most important Netflix original series there is. I mean, he's not wrong.
He is dead wrong.
He is not wrong.
It's just
Kevin James.
100% wrong.
House of Cards. Who's in?
I don't see it.
I don't know.
Kevin James, if there's anyone funnier than Kevin James, I want names.
By the way, when I saw that they were talking about what to do with the Kevin Spacey character on that show, I assumed they would just kill him off screen.
Sure.
And that would be the plot line. It never occurred to me that they might recast that role after Kevin Spacey has been doing it for 6 years. But I guess that's an option.
Sure.
Yeah.
And who better than Kevin James?
I mean, a lot of people.
Robin Wright.
Sure.
Wouldn't you think she would be the next one to kind of go into that?
No, I don't know that Kevin James is their answer.
I don't know. This guy in the Netherlands is dead serious. How big is Kevin James in the Netherlands?
No
kidding. My question.
It's bizarre.
We need to get someone on that. I don't know if you heard about this, but Warner Brothers TV is reportedly looking to develop a series for Amazon based on the Lord of the Rings novels. Okay.
All right.
Interesting. Deadline is reporting that Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, who's a huge sci-fi fan, is also said to be personally involved in negotiations, which are at early stages. But I had read a while ago that he kind of wants to get Amazon away from the Transparence and the Man in the High Castle type of shows, and he wants kind of more sweeping, huge type shows for Amazon. And that would certainly be one. The Lord of the Rings,
sure,
right?
Absolutely.
But then, I don't know.
Then what?
I have a lot of Lord of the Rings feelings. Okay. That would be like if Hulu all of a sudden decided to redo Star Wars. That would be the same type thing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure.
You're not down with that.
In other words, those movies have been done.
Yeah, maybe.
What if Kevin James was the star?
All right, I'm listening. In, right? Absolutely. And it takes place in the Netherlands. That would be great. Wow, Marilyn Manson. Not sure if you heard about this. We all know what happened Sunday in Sutherland Springs, Texas, the church massacre. Horrible situation.
Yep.
Maybe not the best night to go on stage in San Bernardino, who just 2 years ago had their own huge attack by a terrorist, killed 14 people in December of 2015. But to go on stage and then pretend to spray the crowd with bullets from a fake semi-automatic weapon?
That looked completely real.
That looked completely real?
Yeah.
What?
I feel like he's
he's
a master of getting people to talk about him.
Sure.
So I would guess that's all this is.
Well, he has defended the stunt, saying it was an act of theater about how easy it is to get semi-automatic weapons. And he claimed to have police approval to use the prop. Obviously, he'd have to. Otherwise, you see Marilyn Manson up there with what looks like a semi-automatic weapon.
You take him
You're
down.
Taking him out.
Yeah.
So he had to get approval. But the San Bernardino Sheriff's Department tells TMZ it did not approve or disapprove of Manson's stunt. However, they did get a heads up, which they appreciated. So they weren't caught off guard. But wow. I mean, if it's opening up a conversation about...
But do you think that's what Marilyn Manson's trying to do?
No, I think he was trying to freak people out and shock them and have TMZ write about it and then some chick doing a showbiz beat talk about it.
Right.
Soon.
And they're all making mistakes by doing that, right?
Nailed it. I had no idea about this. Mariah Carey, she's been nominated for induction into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. I didn't know this, and now I feel kind of bad that I just dismissed her as this, you know, pop song, and she's got a great voice, and that's just who she is. But she co-wrote 17 of her 18 number one hits.
Oh, yeah, right? She's a legit writer, for
sure. I'll say.
I didn't know
17
that.
Of her 18 number one hits.
But now let me ask you another question. Do they just put their name on it as a co-writer because they're a singer and they can? Or
no.
Does she actually
No, she's really a songwriter.
She really is?
Yeah.
She really is, yeah.
So, obviously, she's qualified to be in the Songwriters Hall of Fame. Also up for nomination, NWA, John Mellencamp, Tracy Chapman, Alice Cooper, Tom Waits, and Chrissy Hynde. Now, only 6 songwriters will be inducted into the hall on June 14th in New York City.
A lot of sighing going on over there. What's happening?
Richard Simmons.
What's up with Richard Simmons?
What's going on with Richard Simmons?
You know that he was suing the National Enquirer for defamation.
For saying, he was getting a sex change, right?
Yes, he was going through a change that he was going to, going through the change to become a woman.
And that's why he was sort of hiding in his house? That
exactly.
Was his story?
Okay. And Richard Simmons was like, nope, that's not actually what's happening at all. So sued them, and he lost.
Oh.
Now, American media has filed documents claiming that they spent over $221,000 in legal fees, and he's going to owe them. Oh.
Wow.
I feel like... Richard.
Didn't he make hundreds of millions of dollars on those?
I feel like he did okay with the videos.
No,
and then...
better than okay, though. I mean,
yeah, but leave him alone. Just let him live. Although maybe every now and then come and do a workout at the Slimmin' studio. That would be fun. I miss those days. Who's with me? Give a call now. 1-800-522-
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right. Mm-mm. Not looking for anybody.
Nope.
Hey, happy birthday, Lord. You're 21. Adam Devine, you're 34. That's it. I'm Allie McCann for Ralph Garman. Welcome to Showbiz Beat.
I'm so happy right now.
Same.
When I hear the words, the machine is in the building, I just get excited. Ladies and gentlemen, legendary stand-up comedian, our friend Bert Kreischer joins us back on the Kevin Bean Show on KROQ. How are you, Bert?
I'm changing my name to Big Daddy Love.
Why not?
I'm calling myself Double Dribble from now on.
Why the hell not?
I don't think that's the best.
Dude, I've been listening to this show the whole ride in this morning. I had so many friends change their names.
Is that right?
My
really?
Buddy Scott O'Brien changed his name 4 different times.
See, at some point, don't you go, all right, you've used up your chances.
Yeah, now he's a working actor. So Jasket Obiels is his name now.
What did he start with?
Scott O'Brien.
2.
Then he changed to straight up Obi.
Obi.
Then okay. Then Jackson Beals. Then Jasket Obiels.
Okay, so how is that information disseminated to his friends? Do you get a mass email that says...
A very awkward face-to-face conversation hey, don't call me that anymore.
Is that right?
My name's Jasket Obiels. And I'm like, Obi, I'm not calling you that. He's like, no, it's Jasket. Yeah, it's happened.
So he's serious about it.
Oh, yeah. And by the way, that was like the big thing when I first came out to L.A. Everyone had a name like that, like Johnny Knoxville, Jimmy Colorado. That was like a big deal. And it was really big in the gay community. You meet a guy named, my name's Flyer Ramonia. And you'd be like, yeah. By the way, the guy that cuts my hair, I'm not going to rat him out, but the guy that cuts my hair, his real name isn't, I won't say his name because he's got a business here.
Okay.
But he, like, it's not his name. And when I found out that wasn't his name.
His name.
Yeah. And he had a straight dude, his name, so hardcore. And he was like, changed it to the gayest name ever. And I was like, good move. Good move. I tried to change my name to Flash when I was in first grade.
Flash?
Oh.
Is that right?
I was really into the Flash. Much, I thought he would be the runaway talent, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
Try to change my name to Flash.
Bert, I had a radio job where I was given a name. It wasn't my choice at all. It was handed to me right before I went on the air for my first shift at a new radio station. And my program director said, you are now Flash Phillips. And I had to be Flash Phillips for 3 years.
I can beat that. I used to tour with Jay Moore. We used to be really good friends. And he convinced me one time to go by the name Bert. No last name, Bert. Just like Bert. Madonna.
Yeah.
Me and him... I guess high one night in a truck, no? Just thought it was just Bert. We thought it was a good idea. So then, next thing you know, we go to do a show in Brea, and they're like, ladies and gentlemen, your host. Tonight you've seen him on Last Comic Standing. Put your hands together for Rob Cantrell. You've seen your feature act on Comedy Central on Last Comic Standing. Put your hands together for Bert. And everyone just waited for them to say a last name, and Jay walked in the green room. He was like, that was a bad idea. Let's go back to Chrysler.
Very awkward. Well, listen, Bert, I want to mention for folks to make sure they know to get the plug in that you're going to be at the Irvine Improv. Five big shows this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Tickets on sale now, improv.com, to see the great Bert Kreischer on stage. Just $30, 18 and up. You said you were listening on the way in. Did you happen to hear any of Tom DeLonge from Blink-182 on the Joe Rogan podcast?
Yeah, I am one of the people that listen to the entire podcast.
Wow.
And when
what?
I see, yes.
You're the one?
Well, yeah, I'm also on it, so I listen to mine all the whole way through. I'm actually doing his podcast today with Tom Segura, Ari Shaffir, and Joe.
Oh, okay.
We've been sober all of October, and
now,
today...
How did that start? How did that get started?
I think it was a friendly intervention.
Okay. Where they said, hey, maybe a little less alcohol from you.
I think they thought I was going to die, and so they decided to go into it with me.
That's very nice of them.
I'll tell you what, it was the problem I had was with honesty. They asked me how much I drink, and I told them, and that was a big mistake.
Don't do that.
Yeah, yeah. When people say, how much do you drink, cut it in half.
How long did it take in your mind for you to realize, oh, wait a minute, they're not kidding, they're serious?
Immediately.
Wait, really?
Immediately. Wow. The second I looked at their faces, and I was like, I drink 6 doubles a night, and they went, that's 12 drinks. And I was like, yeah. Oh, wait. I'm the only one?
You thought they would all chime in?
I thought they'd all be like, yeah, that's an average. You know, you're on the road. You get on stage. And so so then they were like, it got very serious. But we were all drinking and high at the time. And then they all said, we'll quit all weed, all booze, and we'll do 15 hot yogas in October if you can do it, too. So, it was the greatest way to, like, if you really love a person, you think they are drinking too much, but you know, don't want them to change, just go, hey, let's just do it for a month and get our lives together.
Okay.
And so we did it. It was awesome.
And how was it for you?
It was the greatest, probably one of the funnest months of my life.
Is that right?
Hands down, no questions asked.
Bert, did you go through any kind of trouble keeping away from it? Any kind of withdrawals? Any kind of cravings?
Nope. And
really?
Sadly, it was very unepiphanous. So, like, I just went back to drinking. I was like, it was great. I feel great.
It was the greatest month of your life, you said.
Super fun.
Well, so why wouldn't you want to keep doing it?
Yeah, well, wasn't that great? You know, like, it wasn't like, I just was, it was fun. And then I learned how to fly sober, which is a really big deal for me. I'd never flown sober. So now I'm flying sober. And that really changes the drinking throughout a weekend.
It does.
If you fly there sober, you don't end up partying Thursday night. Maybe you'll party Friday. Saturday you go, I can't drink Saturday night because I'm flying on Sunday and I don't want to have my stomach all messed up. So it just cut my drinking back. I think I'm drinking like a regular person now.
Did you lose weight?
Lost 8 pounds. I lost 2 inches on my belly, gained an inch on my arms.
Wow.
My blood pressure dropped down to 120 over 65. My resting heart rate was 46.
Wow.
Having said that, we have entered Bender November. So
Bender November. Okay. Yeah. Look out, Bert.
I just got done with the impractical
joke. There's some vodka right there in front of you.
I'm driving, and if I put that near my lips, I would get drunk immediately.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about your running in a minute. We'll have to save that for the second segment because I'm fascinated with that. But go back to the podcast for just a second. Because my joke was no one has ever gotten to the end of a Joe Rogan podcast. Why does any interview interview with anybody, including the president, have to be over 3 hours long. I don't care who you are. How do you have 3 hours of something to say to Joe Rogan?
Oh, the good ones? I was on a podcast that was 5.5 hours.
Holy, oh, my God.
Wow. And I'm telling you, it's probably the best podcast I've ever done.
That's not a podcast. That's a hostage situation.
Oh, but when you're on the plane, when you, like, listen, we're all very lucky that we have jobs in the entertainment business. If you drive a forklift all day and that's all you do all day, that's
right,
your thing all day, you just drive forklifts.
Right.
You throw on one of those podcasts, you go, wow, this is going to get me through my day. 3 hours, that'll get me into lunch. I can go to lunch, I can hop on and listen to Joey Diaz's podcast, maybe my podcast, Burkcast. And then you, if you have that job, it cuts. If you have a long commute in a car,
mm-hmm, yeah,
you go, hey, I listen to the first half on my ride in, my mm-hmm second half on the ride back. And it's the same story. I mean, I think, you know, that's what I, like for me, I was on the long flight, I listened to that Tom DeLonge podcast.
Right.
And I, this weekend, was having an anxiety attack in a hotel room, and I listened to the one he did with Owen Benjamin. And he just put it in the on.
You have anxiety attacks a lot? You've mentioned it a couple times.
Yeah.
How do you deal with that?
I just white knuckle it.
Really?
Oh,
yeah.
I feel like there's better ways to deal with that. No?
Yeah, there is. Yeah. You could be a grown up and go to TM or.
Well, maybe you should.
You
want to
maybe look into it?
No. Okay. Keep white knuckling it.
You're good the way it is?
Yeah.
You're a bad decision maker.
I am a horrible decision maker.
Now, let me ask you this, and I mean this as a sincere question, and what? I'm not making radio ha hikes here. So you'll get in there with Rogan today, who you are very good friends with,
yes,
and you will talk this out. Will you talk about the anxiety attacks and learn something from the conversation with Joe and it will help you?
Yeah, because you feel like, well, yeah, you know what's crazy is sometimes with his fan base, you'll say something and then someone will hear it and go, oh, I didn't hear, let me just send you some stuff. Like,
oh,
I was talking
cool
about running, we're talking about running in a second, but he was saying that I was running on a treadmill and that's not real running, that they have these treadmills called air assault treadmills that is like real running. And I was like, yeah, but they're $5,000. I'm never going to get one of those. Some guy sent one to my house.
Really?
Yeah.
Are
so,
you kidding?
Wow. So, yeah. So you get that and you go, oh, wow. It's happened with almost just about everything.
Wow.
Or like the 15 hot yogas. We got lined up with hot yoga people across the country going, come to our yoga studio. And I went into one in Chicago, and literally the lady walked in and she's like, oh, Bert, the machine's here.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. And then she helps me through my poses. They were so helpful.
Can I give you a list of things I'd like?
Well, I don't think it's Bert that gives the stuff out. I think
just, no, that he gets it, though.
He does.
Just you mentioned that you like something that I like, and then you get it. Give it to me.
What do you like?
Yeah, tell me something to wrench in today on the podcast, and I'll make sure you get it.
Okay. I love Adidas. I love Diet Dr. Pepper.
It's a lot easier if you're into bow hunting.
Oh, all right.
I know Joe's audience, Allie. Come on.
Bells.
All right.
We have to take a quick break. Bert Kreischer is here. You can see him on stage at the Irvine Improv. 5 big shows this week and tickets on sale, improv.com. More with our guests in a moment on K-Rock. This is a great week for comedians on the Kevin Bean Show, by the way. Quick mention that our friend Fluffy returns tomorrow. The great Gabriel Iglesias is going to be with us here. And then on Friday.
He really is great.
I wasn't sure
we love Fluffy.
Oh,
no, he's a real. He is a fantastic comedian. He
and
really
and
is.
A good dude, a real good dude. And Friday, talk about a legend. Gilbert Gottfried will be here in the studio with us.
He's got a new movie coming out.
I'm dying to see that. It looks so good. And by the way, that's not his real voice, you guys. So for people who are already nervous about Gilbert Gottfried, he may not sound like that anymore.
We went to New York, and we used to broadcast New York for a week, and we would ask Gilbert Gottfried to stop by.
Yeah.
And he would stop by on Monday at whatever time in his running outfit. He would just run by. And then Tuesday, he would run by in the same outfit and stop by again, and Wednesday again, and Thursday again, and Friday again. It was crazy.
He just showed up every day.
In the same outfit.
He was the first guy I ever heard about celebrity net worth.
Is that right?
Yeah, Google the celebrity net worth in front of him, which you're not supposed to do.
You think?
It is bad form.
It's bad form, but I was like, $6 million? And he goes, for what? I said, that's how much you're worth? And he was like, no, more than that. I was like, really? And then we did the celebrity net worth. He's like, oh, yeah. How would they even know that? By the way, Tom DeLonge, $80
million. No.
More than Mark Hoppus.
I don't know.
I believe that because they were making albums before the whole digital thing.
Okay.
Yeah, they sold millions of records.
And 25 million records in like the 90s.
That is insane.
And that's when people were all buying records, and they made huge money off of that.
Wow. That's like NSYNC money.
But even if you made that money, that doesn't mean you still have that money and are still worth that money. You spent a lot of that money on spaceships, I would think, right?
I don't know. That guy seems to have his stuff together, you know?
Okay.
Can't imagine that he's funding some crackpot organization in the Inland Empire We were like, shh, 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 Dom's coming in. Dom's coming in. Everyone put on your lab coats. Hey, I want him to be right. I want him to be right.
I do too.
I want him to be right.
He's not, but I want him to be.
I want him to be right.
Right. And I want you to represent humanity when the aliens come down and want to meet with our leader. I want the first person they ever meet on this planet to be Bert Kreischer. Hey, we said we were going to talk about the running.
Yes.
The running, did the running come out of the Sober October Challenge? Is that why you started running?
It was kind of the beginning. I challenged Joe and Tom and Ari to a marathon, and they were like, you're not going to run a marathon. And I just thought I could run it. So, and then it turns out I can't. I tried the other day, and they're really hard.
Right. I mean, I think that's what they knew when they said
you can't. A marathon's
a
long way.
Yeah, so I signed up for a half marathon in Florida on the 19th of November. So I'm doing that on the 19th.
Really?
Yeah, but I've been working out pretty hard in October.
Okay.
And I feel good, so we'll see.
What's the secret
the spirit?
Yeah,
what's
right?
The
are you still
secret
working out or no?
I haven't in a
You're
while.
Not working out
I went
in a while.
On the Impractical Jokers cruise. I didn't really technically do anything other than
those dudes party.
Okay.
Well, you thought they party. You should have seen me.
Well, I saw one of their birthdays online.
It was my birthday too.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, yeah.
22.
What kind of party was going on, Allie?
It was a lot. In New Orleans is when I saw one of their birthdays, and Bert stopped them from singing Happy Birthday. And he's like, stop! You guys got to have some soul. We're in New Orleans. He was berating the audience for Happy Birthday.
It's New Orleans, and they started with a Happy Birthday. And I go, no, and that's not how we do this. And then Joe Gatto came out from and surprised Sal and surprised the audience, and it was much better. Although I don't know what I was going to follow through with.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I get in that situation a lot where I make big statements where I want things to be bigger than they are.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you're not quite sure what the next step might be.
Yeah. Like, when I challenged all the Asians at a dinner party to a foot race because I Googled somewhere that no Asian had ever won a gold, silver, bronze medal. And my wife's like, just shut up. And I'm like, I can do this. Tom, take your shoes off.
I imagine she says that a lot.
I beat Tom Hayes. Oh, I shouldn't say his name, but Tom Hayes slipped. I beat him in a foot race that night. I beat everyone in a foot race. I was drunk and I cut my toes up, but I beat everyone in a foot race that night.
Who wants to go to a dinner party with Bert and his wife?
Oh,
me.
And then she says something stupid like, did you know? Did you know the only things you can see from space are the Great Wall of China and Park La Brea? That's what I said. I wish you were at this dinner party. I go, first of all, I've never even seen this chick look up. She doesn't know anything about space. And then you're going to say Park La Brea, as if they're coming in hot, going, where are we coming? Where are we coming? I can't find the great... Hey, Park La Brea. Okay. Three states shy of that.
It was a pretty big complex.
Yeah, but pretty big, but still. You've never heard them say that. Anyway, yeah, we're a real treat at a dinner party.
Bert, what have you learned mentally about running long distances? What do you do to psych yourself up and keep yourself going when you get to the part where you want to give up, where it gets to be 5 miles, 6 miles, 10 miles?
I just give up usually then.
Yes. Okay.
I tell you what I
like the dedication.
I feel good about your half marathon then.
Agreed.
What I found is if you get dropped off somewhere and you have to run home, it's a lot better of a workout. Like if you just start at your house and go, all right, I'm just going to run 8 miles.
Yeah, because now you're thinking, oh, I got to run all the way back.
Yeah. And so what I do is I drop my daughter's softball practice is in Encino, and it's 6 miles from there. Mm-hmm. So I just run all the way up Chandler.
Okay. That's smart.
Yeah.
By the way, the New York City Marathon was just held this past weekend, and two things that were interesting to me, and you may find this interesting as well, Bert, I hope so. One is an American woman won for the first time in over 40 years, the women's side. And two is that Kevin Hart ran it faster than Tiki Barber. Does that surprise anyone but me?
No, he's a Tiki pretty jacked little dude, plus aerodynamic because he's so tiny.
But Tiki Barber was a professional athlete.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he's in shape.
Yeah,
now
he looks like he is. Now. I don't know.
See, I think you also got to like how much weight is Tiki Barber carrying with him?
True.
Kevin Hart is tiny.
Yeah. Tiny.
Yeah.
Want to hear a good Kevin Hart story?
Sure,
I do.
So one time I'm at the mall, Beverly Center, and I just bought a pair of Jordans. I was going to go play basketball in them. I found out that day you don't play basketball in Jordans,
and not brand new ones either.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Okay,
you put them on a shelf.
It's called white privilege. So I just bought a brand new box of Jordans, and they give you the whole thing. And Kevin Hart, I've known Kevin for probably 20 years. Kevin sees me, and he goes, and he sees me walking out with these Jordans. So he comes running. This is like probably 18 years ago, 15 years ago.
Okay.
He wasn't famous, but I knew him.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes running up behind me, and he just grabs the Jordans. He goes, give me them Jordans. And I turn around, and all I see is his skin color, and I start going, help!
No,
and Kevin
didn't.
Sees me and goes, "Bert, it's Kevin." And I went, "Oh, hey, buddy. So sorry.
This is awkward.
Oh, this is really bad. Wow, you saw me just be racist. Oh my god, I love you, man." So he hasn't put me in any movies, but yeah, true story. Yeah,
is Kevin Hart the richest person you know?
Oh no.
Really?
No.
I mean, he's got to be up there.
He has to be up there. He has to be worth tens of millions of dollars,
so, okay,
right?
Define no. Like, could I get them on the phone right now?
Right.
Like, that kind of no?
Could you get friends of yours, yeah.
I think no. I knew Will Smith.
Probably, you did?
Probably as good as I knew Kevin Hart, sadly.
Oh, okay.
I spent more time alone with Will Smith than I did with Kevin.
How did you know him?
Thought you said, how did he win?
What I thought three times. I'm like, what?
How and when?
He was my first development deal. He taught me how to sell a TV show.
Is that right?
He's the greatest, dude. I got a really weird story about it. I'll tell you very quickly.
Okay.
But, like, the first time we met, by the way, I love Will. This is all going to turn out good. The first time I met him was in a dance studio, and we got it. I love hip hop. So immediately I was like, yo, I love hip hop. And he's going to give me a deal. If he likes me, I get a deal. That's the way this works. So I'm like, I love hip-hop. I love Tupac. I love Biggie, who killed them. I love black people. You're black. Like, I'm just trying to get him to like me, right?
Unless they steal your Jordans.
Yeah, and so he looks at me, and he's like, man, I like you too. Let's go to the movies. And I was like, thank you. Your head just twisted the way my dad's did.
Like, huh?
Exactly. I go, but you don't say that in the moment. You're like, okay. And he's like, meet me at Planet Hollywood.
Let's go to the movies.
Let's go to the movies.
Okay. I don't think Kevin was thinking what you're thinking.
My dad called me immediately, said, how did it go? And I said, great, we're going to the movies. And my dad's like, on a date? And I go, what? And he goes, oh, buddy, this is very popular in Hollywood.
No, sir.
These guys get bored of chicks because they can have any chick they want. And the only thing that really turns them on is young men.
Right.
And I was like, I don't think so, Dad. I just spent an hour in a dance studio with him. He's like, where? I go, and my dad goes, buddy, what's more likely? That you're so talented that after doing stand-up for 6 months, the biggest movie star in the world wants to do a TV show with you, or that he's tired of chicks. And I was like, oh my god, what do I do? My dad's like, show up. Mm-hmm. My dad's like, show up. I just want you to know.
Just be ready. But go.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I show up to Planet Hollywood. I get there. I ask the girl up front, is Will Smith here? She says no. I sit down, and I'm going to wait for him.
Right.
And then I start, none of it's making sense. I'm at Planet Hollywood. Why? There's no movie theater here.
Right, that's weird.
All of a sudden, door opens. 6'5" dude named Charlie Mack sticks his head out the door on the side, goes, you Bert? I'm like, yeah. 6'5", 300 pounds. He's like, downstairs. Now I'm thinking, I got to have sex with this guy too? Like, oh my God, this is going to be a long night. Takes me downstairs to a small room, play as big as this, curtains all around it, folding table in the center, and it's 10 black dudes inside there. I'm like, oh my God, I got to have sex with these 10 black guys. Charlie Mack, Will Smith. I'm sure he's bringing Jazzy Jeff. This is 13 dudes. And so I don't make eye contact with anyone. I just post up and with my back to the wall, and I'm thinking, how did I get myself into this?
You pull your pants
down.
Dad
was right. I should have listened.
Dad's right.
Oh, my God.
They're all tired of chicks. And so, sure enough, Will Smith comes in with Jazzy Jeff. I swear on my children, with Jazzy Jeff. And the first thing he says is, yo, this is the guy I told you about. This is Bert. And they all start walking to me. I'm like, all right, I'll take a knee. I'll start there, right? All of a sudden, the curtains open behind me, and a beautiful private movie theater is directly behind me.
What?
And Will Smith says, go grab us seats. I'm going to grab us Long Island iced teas and shrimp. And I was like, okay. So I got great seats, and we watched American Pie. And so we laughed throughout the whole thing. We got drunk. Everyone's having a great time. I'm in the movie theater with 13 black dudes, so they're all shouting at the screen. It's the best experience ever. And at the end, Will Smith goes, what did you think? I said, it was great. He said, no, what did you think about the guys? I go, they're great. And he goes, come on, man. You said you're a hip-hop fan. That's Kool Moe Dee. That's Biz Markie.
Oh, my
stop
God.
It.
I was like, I could have had sex with Kool Moe Dee. Are you kidding me? He's the greatest guy in the world. So then I hung out with all of them, and we just talked hip hop.
So Will Smith didn't kick you out after that? After he realized you were lying?
No. What do you mean lying? What do you mean?
Well, I'm saying you didn't recognize any of the guys.
Oh, they're all grown men at the time. They're like, Bismarck, he didn't look the same. And by the way, like, actually, he totally does.
He totally does.
Exactly.
But Kumo did not. And he introduced himself at first as Mo, because that's his name.
He didn't say, like, how you like me now?
He didn't go, like, a bow, wow, wow, yippee-o, yippee-a.
Or that's wow, wow, West. Dog.
Yeah, no, wow, 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 West. That's how big of a hip-hop fan I am now.
Jeez, what's happening?
Yeah, but he was the best. He taught me how to sell TV shows. And even when I had like a script out there about I was trying to pitch a movie, Get Him to the Greek, but with hip hop,
mm-hmm.
Will called me personally.
Is that right?
And was like, "Yo, man, how are you going to pitch a movie and you don't hit me up?" And
oh
so I was
God,
like,
"Will Smith's the greatest.
He's the greatest guy ever."
Call him right now.
Okay.
And that is an unbelievable story, Bert. He's dialing. Can you put him on speaker?
Yeah.
Tell him he's on K-Rock.
By the way, all I was thinking is, what if he answered? I can't.
And your butthole just clenched.
Like, yeah, I just said on K-Rock that you wanted to have sex with me. Oh, my God. I'm going to call him now.
But Bert, Bert Kreischer.
We're not calling this man.
Come on.
Let's just call Elliot Gould. Let's just call
you
Elliot
went
Gould.
From
that's
Smith.
A safer fall. That's a safer fall.
But it's not the same.
I thought Elliot Gould wanted to have sex with me, too.
Well, all right, we're going to have to save that for another time,
you
Bert.
Have
I'm sorry.
A very
say.
High opinion of yourself.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
You don't look that good.
Oh, he's
Bert.
Calling Elliot Gould.
Oh, my God. Gould.
Oh, that's just illegal.
Well, I said you have to tell him first. Right.
Yeah. I'm not calling Elliot Gould. You're making me nervous. Right. I got to go home. Okay. I have a podcast to do.
Okay. Improv.com. See Bert on stage. More stories Thursday.
I'm sweating right now.
Friday and Saturday. Buy the tickets.
Elliot Gould's calling back. Prank caller! I gotta go! I'll see you.
I'm always exhausted after he leaves. Bert Kreischer, how does he live
so
that way?
So good.
But in a happy way, though, right?
Yes, of course.
Feel good, yeah.
Of course.
Wow.
I love Bert.
Same. Hey, Megan Holliday, our friend at K-Rock, is going to be taking over K-Rock's Six Flags Magic Mountain, which is, again, not how it's said. It's not how it's written. It's all on me, you guys. I'm having trouble with the wording of this particular lighter. I'm sorry about that.
Do you want to maybe switch it up with a pen?
I'm going to handle this off the air. But the point is, we're taking over Six Flags Magic Mountain on November the 18th, and we would like you to be there. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets coming up in about 15 minutes or so here on K-Rock, courtesy of the Justice League movie that comes out on the 19th. Ali's in for Ralph with the Showbiz Beat now on a Tuesday. What's going on?
Bean, this will not come as a shock to you because I'm sure you have been keeping up with this, but I had no idea that Taylor Swift is a Nazi.
No, that's the takeaway from this story at all.
Oh,
the opposite is true.
That's been sorry.
Proven.
I'm
no,
sorry.
That's science, not
okay.
true.
Oh, wait, sorry. Let me read further. Hold on.
It's science.
Okay. Yeah, apparently there was an article on PopFront posted by a woman named Megan Herning, titled "Swiftly to the Alt-Right, Taylor Subtly Gets the Lowercase KKK Information." And it's all about how white supremacists have co-opted Swift's music as a message of support for their beliefs.
Because she's an Aryan princess, they say.
And the article declares that Swift's silence on the matter is somehow her not formally denouncing white supremacy, so is she complicit?
Yes, she is complicit.
Well,
now, hold on a second, Kevin.
She's racist?
Think about what you're saying. Because she hasn't come out and said, I'm not in the KKK or a Nazi or a white supremacist, because she hasn't said that, because she's ignored the people so far, they say it's proof that she is all of those things.
I mean,
it sounds racist.
Her lyrics and Look What You Made Me Do seem to play into the same subtle, quiet white support of a racial hierarchy.
Right.
So many on the alt-right see the song as part of a reawakening. This is something that's real. So obviously Taylor's lawyers came out and said, yeah, no, uh-uh. I'm going to need a retraction.
So they said no and uh-uh?
Uh-uh. That was actually written out. Okay. Uh-uh. So they have come out and said, take the article down. We need a retraction, blah, blah, blah.
It sounds racist.
Now the ACLU has gotten involved.
Oh, no.
On behalf of the writer.
Okay.
Saying that she will not in any way accede to your attempts to suppress their constitutionally protected speech. The blog post is a mix of core political speech and critical commentary, goes on to say all this other stuff. But here's my favorite part. A 6-page response, by the way,
okay,
to Taylor Swift's attorney. They then end with, criticism is never pleasant, but a celebrity has to shake it off, even if the critique may damage her reputation.
Yay!
ACLU bringing jokes. I mean, this is a lot.
Yeah,
does right anybody there. In this room really believe that? Give me a break.
I have to tell you that I understand why anyone would be unhappy with being painted with the white supremacist brush. But depending on how the article is written, and I haven't read the original source, it's possible to have that opinion and have it not be defamatory, have it not be illegal. And I think I would side, based on what I know about this, with the ACLU saying they have a right to publish that opinion.
So what Bean just said is he believes that Taylor is a Nazi.
Correct.
That's oh
not my takeaway at all.
100%. We need to log that tape right there.
That's what he meant.
9 o'clock.
That's not what
Bean.
I'm saying at all. Bean has ruled.
Bean has ruled. Happy birthday,
I'm
Lord.
I'm a Nazi. Join my team.
There's Taylor
wow,
right there.
Wow, Taylor, you are awful. Lord is 21, and actor Adam Devine is 34. I'm Allie McCain for Ralph Garman, walking the show this week.
Stand by for Six Flags Magic Mountain takeover tickets this hour. I think I got it. And we also have Clippers Lakers tickets to give away. Have we given those away already?
I do not believe we have.
All right, so we got that this hour as well. A lot of good stuff coming up on K-Rock.
We should talk about some of this stuff off the air.
You think?
That'd be great. Time for...
People are dumb.
People are dumb. Police rushed Monday night to the 1600 block of Charleston Avenue in response to a shooting. But what they encountered was completely unexpected. Cable County's 911 received a call around 11 p.m. and the dispatcher could hear a man in the background say he was shot. I'm going to shoot you, another person said on the open line. And then somebody else yelled, I've been shot in the back. So it sounds like a nightmare scenario.
Yeah, it does sound like a lot of shooting is going down.
Police arrived moments later and they said, oh, they're just playing Call of Duty.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
They were literally just playing the video game.
I wonder how often that happens.
I don't know, and I don't know how 911 got dialed. If one of I can't imagine one of them did it on purpose.
No.
But they showed up, and there was really no reason to do anything because the guys were just playing Call of Duty.
But the paramedics could help defeat those goddamn Nazis, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Dumb.
Sheriff's deputies on Monday arrested a man accused of robbing a bank. According to the Pinellas County Sheriff's Office, William Joe Johnson, 26, entered the bank just before 11 a.m., approached the teller, implied that he had a gun, told the teller... to give him cash, according to the deputies, and he ran from the store ran from the bank with the cash. The deputies did an investigation. They found him at a hotel, and when they knocked on the door, detectives said Johnson had his laptop on, open, and the Google page was how to rob a bank. They booked him into the Pinellas County Jail about 3 a.m. in lieu of a $100,000 bail.
Hmm. How many times have we reminded our listeners to clear your browsers?
Right, that's Rabbit. Very important.
Yes.
And finally, selfies gone awry. Dumb people in St. Louis keep getting gored by elk because they want to take selfies. Charging elk have gored two women in the last 2 weeks in St. Louis County, Missouri, because the women have tried to get really close to the elks to get selfies.
By the way, I saw these photographs, and it is so well signed around this park that says elks in heat, elks dangerous, stay away from the elks. But I think that people who don't have any real-life interaction with wildlife don't understand how dangerous they can be. All they think of them is their cute little Disney animals or something, and they think they could just walk up to them and they're going to do whatever they want, and they are often surprised when they end up getting attacked,
when they die. They're often surprised when they're dead.
Yeah, well, they but I mean if you don't know anything about an elk except what you've seen on TV, you really have no idea how big and how dangerous they are, and you should treat it like you would treat a bear, which is just not to go and try to snap a photo next to it.
Like Bean said, signs everywhere, elk mating season, use extreme caution, absolutely do not approach the elk. Mm-hmm. Signs everywhere. And two different women on two different occasions said, get a little closer. And tried to take a selfie with an elk.
Yeah.
I mean, I think the elk's doing our work for us there, I think.
Yeah, it's Darwinism, you
kinda
guys.
Kind of doing the right thing,
so
I think.
So we're all good with that one?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Dumb.
Toledo sees alternative rockets, the world famous K-Rock and the Kevin and Bean Show at 9:38.
Wow, Chevelle, everybody.
Right?
Mm-hmm. I don't mind that song, I'm going to be honest.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll make a note.
I thought we were just sharing. Are we sharing?
We're not really.
Dean,
no,
I thought
this was a circle of trust. I thought we were in a safe place here. No?
This has never been a circle of trust or a safe place.
Alfie is in for Ralph from Showbiz Beat here on K-Rock and our final look at what's going on in Hollywood.
Well, tonight, Katy Perry is kicking off her three-night run at Staples Center. Witness the tour. Also, today, the exhibit titled Katy Perry, Frock and Roll, Transforming Music and Fashion, opens up at the Grammy Museum.
Oh.
Which is kind of cool.
Featuring...
Oh, hey, Katy Perry.
Mm-hmm.
You go, girl.
And as you can imagine, Katy Perry fans will love seeing this. It's going to run, like I said, today through spring 2018. It's a one-of-a-kind exhibit, and you're going to get a look into Katy as a fashion icon and global superstar through some of the costumes and wardrobes that she's worn, including Grammy performance and red carpet pieces, costumes from her Prismatic World Tour, and the outfit she wore when she headlined the Super Bowl. Baby,
you're a fan. I think we've heard it already. Come on.
Hey, Katy Perry.
You go, girl.
Can't hear it enough.
I know. I right? like it. Remember those times, Bean? Your first ever podcast?
Okay. We got it. We heard it. Thank
hey, Katy Perry.
You go, girl. Look. Look, I can't defend it because it's awful, but right. I will say that I learned from the experience and I grew, and there's no such nonsense on the podcast anymore.
It was a teachable moment.
It was a teachable
That's
moment.
Okay. Yes. That is nice. Don't come at Sia saying you've got pictures of her naked and make her pay for them.
Was there blackmail in the works?
Because she's just going to do this. She is going to post her own naked butt and say, someone's apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans. Save your money. Here it is for free. Every day is Christmas. And there's a shot of what could very well be Sia's butt. I mean, that's one way to get ahead of it, right?
Sure, sure.
And I mentioned this earlier. A lot of people are saying, or just this article, it's impossible to tell because it's just her from the back, whether it's her or a clever marketing ploy for her forthcoming Christmas-themed album, Santa's Coming for Us, due out November 17th.
I mean, she does say every day is Christmas.
She does say that, yeah.
She does, but also, it's just a way to say, here's your gift.
Just look at that butt. That is a tight butt.
Right? So, that happened. So
that's a thing.
What do you think, Conspiracy Alley?
I'd say a little both.
Maybe a little both, yeah.
She's smart.
Why not? Yeah. If someone says they've got naked pictures of you and you're fine with showing your body, absolutely post those. Agreed. Be like, oh, you mean these? What? Check them out.
But only 72% are as diligent in the rear.
Thank you for that. How do you guys feel about stores opening up really early on Black Friday?
I am fine with it. It affects me in no way.
Same.
But I do feel terrible for people who work in retail. It's an awful enough day without making it longer.
Well, get ready to feel even worse for employees. Target says it's changing its Black Friday hours and will now be open 6 p.m. till midnight on Thanksgiving.
Thursday day.
6 p.m. till midnight on Thanksgiving.
Okay.
And then they'll close up from midnight to 6 a.m. and reopen again on Black Friday at 6 a.m. So after you eat your turkey and your stuffing, you can head on out to Target, get some of those deals. Other stores changing their hours on Thanksgiving as well. JCPenney will be open 2 p.m. on Thanksgiving. Macy's and Kohl's open at 5 p.m. Toys R Us open at 5 p.m. on Thanksgiving and staying open for 30 hours through Black Friday. I mean, people need to have turkey with their family. And
your problem isn't Friday. Your problem is Thursday.
Yes.
And I agree with you on that. I think there's no need for Black Friday to creep into Thursday. And I'm surprised to hear these hours that you're reading because I've been seeing the opposite happening. The trend I've been seeing is malls announcing that they're going to be closed on Thanksgiving and they won't open at all. And I thought that's the direction
I thought that
we were
was
going.
The trend the last couple of years. Like, yeah. We know that our employees have families. Well, apparently these companies don't. They're like, suck it. Your family doesn't love you too much. Come work. So that's kind of a bummer. Also a bummer, Lamar Odom. He had another health scare on Sunday morning. He collapsed at the Bootsy Bellows nightclub. TMZ actually has a video of him going down and security yelling for everyone to get out of the way. And one bystander claims that he'd been drinking for several hours. But his publicist has told Us Weekly that he was dehydrated after an intense workout earlier in the evening. I just want him to be okay.
Same.
Such a nice, nice man. Let's hope he was dehydrated after an intense workout. I know I get super dehydrated after I work out, then go clubbing. If you're sad about Black Sabbath calling it a day, well, prepare to be sad about Ozzy Osbourne. He's going to do the same. His own farewell tour will begin in April of 2018 and run through sometime in 2020. However, Ozzy has said, quote, "This will be my final world tour, but I can't say I won't do some shows here and there."
All right, so not really retirement.
I do kind of love that he's point blank being like, listen, you can't trust me. I'm going to do shows. This isn't it.
Might be it. Might not. Don't
might
know.
Not. I dig it.
I like it.
Very few birthdays today, but happy birthday, Lord. You're 21, and actor Adam Devine is 34. I'm Allie McKay, and for Ralph Garman, walking the showbiz beat.
How is Lord only 21 years old?
She is a talented, mature young lady beyond her years.
Thank you, Allie. On your drive home today, let's do a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour random act of helpfulness from the SoCal Helpful Honda dealers tomorrow morning on all new Kevin and Bean Show. We've got your Clippers-Lakers tickets. We've got Morrissey at the Hollywood Bowl. What's up with Florida on tomorrow's show? And Gabriel Iglesias. Fluffy is back, and he's in studio tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and Bean.